Meeting order. Roll call.
Got one back.
Beckett. Benzel.
Here.
Carter.
Here.
Jay. Knox.
Here.
Langenheim.
Here.
Kurtz.
Here.
O'Connor. Cohen.
Present. Need approval of the agenda.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, need approval of the minutes for October.
So move.
The ninth.
Second.
2009. Any discussion? Any corrections? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
In the public participation, no. Need to approve and put on file the county township motor fuel tax claim for October 2009.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, we're going to the county engineer.
Okay. Based on the media frenzy, we have done a speed zone study on Monticello Road in the vicinity of the I-57 overpass. We actually did it a couple of times. First time, we've got these one-by-one boxes that we actually glue to the pavement that count the number of vehicles passing over the top of them, as well as the speed of those vehicles.
Like,
and
it's
actually,
like a radar detector?
Yes, to some extent. I think it's magnetic, and somehow it picks up how many axles and how quickly those axles are passing.
Arrived.
So we've done a speed study at the interchange area for Monticello Road. The boxes were actually put in the area between the ramps and the actual bridge to monitor the speeds traveling through there to see if we could indeed alter a speed zone through there. And you'll see on your second page of your handout there, these are the mathematical calculations that we have to go through in order to establish a speed zone based on a book that we use from IDOT. And I can just quickly go through what we have to do here. First of all, in that first box on the spot speed studies, we have to calculate the 85th percentile speed of the vehicles that are traveling along the corridor. And basically, the 85th percentile speed is defined at the speed at or below which 85% of the vehicles are traveling. And that's one of the calculations that contraction does for us. And you'll see of the four different areas, the 85th percentile speed, and we basically just set these things up so that it calculates what vehicles are between certain speed limits.
I'm in a meeting, I call you.
So the 85th percentile speed on the four areas that we checked, which two were in the eastbound lane, two were in the westbound lane. We did them in the AM hours and the PM hours, and basically the peak times from 7 to 10 in the morning and from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. You'll see that the 85th percentile speeds were in the 59 to 60 range, 57 to 58, 59 to 60, and then 55 to 56 range. So that's the first calculation that we have to do. The upper limit 10 mile an hour pace is the 10 mile an hour pace per hour containing the most vehicles. So you'll see in our calculation there that the upper limit of the 10 mile an hour pace for those four different spot studies was 59, 57, 57, and then on the PM one, on the eastbound lane, ranged between 49 and 51. And after we pick up the actual speed of the vehicles that are traveling out there. We have to go out there in an unmarked vehicle and run the road ourselves and try to flow with traffic and see how the traffic flows, and we have to calculate our average speed when we run the road out there, and we have to do that 5 times in each direction. So you'll see there on your sheet the average speeds based on our test runs, varying all the way from 59 miles an hour down to 40 miles an hour, just depending on who's turning into the gas station, who's turning onto the ramps, who's coming off the ramps, that kind of thing. So what we do is we take those three things, the 85th percentile, the 10 mile an hour pace, and the average speed, and we have to do an average of those three different runs. And the prevailing speed in Roman numeral number 3 there, in the AM hour was 55 miles an hour, and in the PM hour was 53 miles an hour. So that gives us our prevailing speed, which is basically the speed at which the majority of the vehicles are traveling based on those three calculations. Then what you do with the prevailing speed is there's a couple of factors that factor into what the adjustment for the prevailing speed should be. The first factor is the number of accesses coming onto the roadway in the area in which you're trying to establish a speed zone. If you look on the map on the front, basically we have six large business conflicts coming in. You got the four ramps, you've got the gas station on the east side, and then on the west side we've got Deuce Construction, which is a commercial entrance also entering in the area of the speed zone. So we have six different access conflicts that are considered large business drive conflicts. And then we have one residential drive there on the west side that also is a conflict point through the speed zone study. So basically you come up with a conflict number on the tabulations there. We came up with 61 as our conflict number. You divide that by the number of miles that you're actually doing the study upon, and your conflict number per mile comes up to be 111 in this case. Any conflict number above 61 gets a 10% reduction in the speed zone. So you'll see that down there in the driveway adjustment, we have a 10% adjustment on the speed zone. Then we look at the crash rates within the zone. And the statewide average for crash rates, given to me by IDOT from some work that they've done, was calculated at 0.88 crashes per mile. On this mile stretch of Monticello Road, we've had 12 reported accidents over a 5-year period. So our accident rate is 2.4 crashes per year. So you come up with a crash number of 2.7. If that crash number is above 2, it again says that we need to do a 10% reduction in the prevailing speed. There's no pedestrians out there, so we don't worry about a pedestrian adjustment on this particular speed study. So basically we come up with a total of a 20% prevailing speed adjustment, which is actually the maximum that they will allow. Our prevailing speeds of 55 and 53 are then adjusted by the 20%, and you'll see that if you adjust those down 20%, you get in the AM hours, you get a 46 mile an hour speed, and in the PM hours you get a 44 mile an hour speed. Average of those is 45. The maximum amount that you're able to adjust is actually 9 miles an hour, so 55 minus 9 is 46, which is very close to 45, so that makes sense. So the recommended speed limit based on all these calculations would be 45 miles per hour. Unfortunately, based on the traveling speeds out there, we do anticipate that the violation rate of that speed zone would be 67% based on the speeds that the traveling public is traveling out there right now. So obviously, in order to enforce that, we'll probably have to ask the sheriff to give that area some special attention to see if we can get those people to try to abide by the speed zone. So there is a there's an ordinance on the third sheet, which would establish a speed zone along County Highway 18 Monticello Road, and the limits of the speed zone would be 800 feet west of Duncan Road to a westerly to 1,000 feet east of Staley Road, or a distance of 0.68 miles. And what this does for us is, when we post the 45-mile-an-hour speed zone, we will post it at those points, which is basically, if you look on your map, 500 feet east of the gas station and 500 feet west of that last residential drive. Then we will go back another 500 feet and post signs that say speed zone ahead, 45 miles per hour. So when somebody's turning off a Duncan 300 feet up the road, they'll have a sign that says speed zone ahead, 45. When they're turning off a Staley, they'll have a sign ahead about 500 feet that says speed zone ahead, 45 miles per hour. So there'll be signs on each end posting the speed zone, as well as advisory signs telling them that the speed zone is ahead. The 500 feet thing is from a statute that says that you can't radar and give anybody a ticket unless you're 500 feet within the speed zone. So the sheriff's department could sit at the gas station, they could sit at this residential drive, and if somebody were speeding past that point, they could issue them a ticket, but they have to be 500 feet within the speed zone in order to be able to legally write somebody a ticket for speeding through the speed zone. So that is our recommendation of the speed zone. As you know, we're doing a highway safety improvement project on Monticello Road. The bids for the federal aid section are being opened today in Springfield by IDOT. So I think this fits in nicely with the things that we're trying to do out there and to heighten awareness on the safety issues and make the road a safer place to travel. So I would recommend that you guys pass the ordinance establishing the 45-mile-an-hour speed zone.
Okay, Al, since you are the one that presented this, did you want
to... Yeah, I'd like to make a motion. We accept the recommendation of the chief engineer and lower the speed limit to 45 miles per hour.
Okay. You second that, Lord?
Yeah.
Okay, let's open for discussion. Ron? Mr. Mensel, did you want to talk about this?
No. Did I raise my hand?
I thought maybe you want to talk about it.
But that was before the meeting. So that was before the official vote.
I just want to vote and go back to work.
Okay, then. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
I'd like to make another motion.
Okay.
That we put this on the consent agenda for the board meeting next Thursday.
Why do we need a motion for that?
We don't have to just ask for
it. You don't have to just ask that it be placed on the consent agenda? Okay.
I think it's unanimous.
It was unanimous, so can we put it on the consent agenda? Okay. Thanks, gentlemen. That's nice when we all agree.
That's all I have.
Oh, that's all you have?
That's all I have. I think it was important to come here and get that done.
Okay. Is that it? Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, the first thing.
Okay, any other business?
I'd hate to have the last official meeting in here be too long.
Oh, right. Are we not going to have one in December?
Well,
we don't have anything actionable.
We have the bid opening for the aggregate hauling for the townships, but oftentimes that goes straight to the board because it's not there's really nothing that's ever controversial about that. And as far as I know, that would be the only thing that we'd have to have on an agenda in December, and I wouldn't want to.
So I guess we'll decide if Lorraine wants to have a meeting in December. Otherwise, we'll just go into January. And the committee of the whole.
Okay. Any other business? There's nothing for the consent agenda, so we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Back to the fields. Let's go. Let's knock out that corn.
I don't farm.
Let's get it. I thought you were going back
to
farm. I could
go take somebody's corn, but they might arrest me.
Might cost you more than it's worth to drive.
Yeah, that's right now.
Oh, yeah.